Bez Hashem continue Pel Yoyd Shir number 142, discussing the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, the proper sanctity and holiness that we are to give to the Beis HaKnesses. The Pel Yoyd tells us, if someone comes over to you and he starts a conversation with you, you might be embarrassed. You might be embarrassed to like tell him to stop talking. Like, you don't want to embarrass him. He started talking to you already. Says the Pel Yoyd, you should be embarrassed of Hashem. That's what you should be embarrassed from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina dwells in the Beis HaKnesses. Now I want to tell you something else. We just had a Gemara in the Gemara Amid Yom Yishir on Brachas, where Chizkiyo was told he's going to die. And he was davening to Hashem to live. And it says he turned Mekiris Liboy from the depths of his heart. We're not reviewing the Gemara Shir now. This is the Pel Yoyd Shir. So you ask me, why am I bringing this in here? The Mefarshim explain that if a person based on that Gemara, and I'm not getting into details how it's brought up from there. Mefarshim explain, if a person takes something and he's mezalzel, he cheapens that item, and I'll explain what that means, and then he wants to turn to Hashem in the merit of that item, it gets closed on him. Let me elaborate. A person who cheapens the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, if he doesn't give the proper respect to a shul, and he talks and he acts with kalus reish, lightheaded behavior, and he behaves in the shul the way you're not supposed to behave in the shul, and then the person then turns to Hashem and davens to Hashem to answer his tefillos, it's not going to happen. Rachmanu litzlan, it's not going to work. Let's just think what's happening over here. The person is saying, okay, Hashem, I believe in davening, I believe in tefillos, that's why I'm turning to you and daven. So Hashem says back, you do? You really do? So why are you talking all the time during Kriyas HaTorah? Why are you talking during Chazaras HaShatz? Why are you taking out your phone and playing games during davening or after davening or in the shul even if there's no davening? That's what Hashem wants to know about this person. You believe tefillah, tehillim really works? So why don't you give it the proper respect? That's the question. So he says as follows. If someone comes and starts talking to you during davening, you have to muster up the strength. And you tell a person, with a smile. He doesn't say the word smile. I'll add the word smile. I told you in other shim, I had a friend of mine who was an expert at this. He has the most beautiful smile. And I saw him in action. And he went over to the person and he put his hand on his mouth. And he put it, the sun was shining, like when he smiled to people. And how you get upset at that person, you know? I mean, it could be people will. You have some people. But he was smiling, and he put his hand on his mouth. And people looked at him like, what's with this guy? What's with this person? What is he doing? And he just smiled and shook his head, no, it's not a time to talk. And he put his finger on his mouth. And he did it in a polite way. But we have to have the strength to do that, Leman Hashem, for Hashem's honor. We have to realize the severity of what this means to disgrace the Kedusha, the holiness of the shul. And don't be embarrassed when someone comes over to you to talk to you, to tell him, not now, not now. You tell him, Eini medabra beis HaKnesses. I don't talk during shul. I don't talk in shul. Now, there's two different things we're discussing. One is during davening, and one is during the actual being in the shul itself. Okay, the two different things. Of course, no one's allowed to talk during davening when it's davening time. But even in the actual Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, when it's not davening time, it's still, you're in Hashem's house. That's what he's telling us. You have to be careful.
Hoy no osak oy lahargoy.
You hear these words? He says, how are we supposed to view if someone comes over to you to talk during davening or talk in the shul, things not appropriate in the shul? He says, we have to view this. It's going to sound absurd to some people. It's going to sound, wow, this he's an extremist. He's a kenoi. We should have to view this, the person who comes to talk to us, as if he's trying to cause us to lose tens of thousands of dollars, or for some people, hundreds of thousands of dollars, or for some people, hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, each person, whoever it applies to, use that marshal. That's how we have to view a person who's coming to talk to us during davening, or in the shul, things that don't belong there. You want to hear the next word? Oilo hargoy. Or he's coming to kill you. If someone's coming to kill you, you're going to say, you know, yeah, continue doing what you have to do. Continue doing what you have to do. That's absurd. No one's going to let someone kill him. Never. You're going to fight for your life. These are the words that Pelioites is telling us. That's how we have to view what someone is doing when he comes to talk to us during davening. Shelo yochush lebusha v'lo l'shun davar v'yochush miyochush miflat loy. Don't be concerned of any embarrassment, and just consider how you're going to escape that situation. If someone's coming to kill another person, what do you think? How am I going to escape with my life? How much more so? You have to be concerned for your nefesh and for the honor of Hashem. I know for some people this might seem like, wow, I didn't realize that Pelioites, he's such an extremist, a fanatic. And it's obviously not the case at all. But this is the proper mindset and attitude of a Kedusha, of the Kedusha's basic nefesh that we have to have. Zeklal Godol Shalay Lavar Shum Avera Vishalay Limana Miakiyum Shum Mitzah B'nei Abusha. He says this is the Klal Godol. This is a big rule that we have to follow. In fact, it's the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Alasif Aleph, which we have learned together numerous times. Do not be embarrassed not to do a mitzvah in front of other people. Do not be embarrassed. Let me just finish 1 second. It says in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Beis. When I say Pirkei Avos, I turn to you. Okay? It says, have you, be brazen like a nomer, like a leper, they say, to do the will of your Father in heaven. There are times we have to be brazen. And if someone's coming to attack us and to take away our davening, our Kedusha's basic nesses, I want to tell you something. Train yourself that before you go into the shul, you bow to the Aron Kodesh, and you realize that it's a privilege you have that Hashem gives you permission to get that ticket to go in the shul. That's the mindset we have to have. And then when people come over to you, you know, there's a certain individual, he likes to share jokes with me. I'm telling you, sometimes he sends me a message. It's 12:30 in the morning. He sends me the WhatsApp message. It's a joke. Sometimes it's funny, okay? But sometimes he comes to me in the shul and he says, did you hear this? I said, can I make a bracha on what you're about to tell me? Not a bracha of like shahakol or mezonos, but a bracha of a bracha on the Torah. Are you about to tell me something that if it is a Torah that I can make a bracha on it? And at first he looks at me like, this is a meshugana. What's this person saying to me? I tried to say politely to him. I know he's about to tell me a joke. But we're in the shul right now. We're in the shul right now. Can I make a Birchas HaTorah on this? So then what does he do? He decides to send me at 12:30 in the morning instead. My phone's on silent by that time. Have you oz kanomer? Last is a sign of Yichash Bashemayim. V'hanizir b'zeh milvad shenitzom yoynish chomer. And one who is careful with this, besides the fact that he will be saved from horrific punishments, he's also given the reward like he did a mitzvah. and he has fulfilled. What's the mitzvah he has fulfilled? U'mikdashi tiro, fear the mikdash, the holy place, the makom kodesh that you are in. U'mikdashi tiro, that is a mitzvah. We have to have the proper awe for the place of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. She Beis HaKnesses hu mikdash ma'at v'tzarech lira mimenu. Because the Beis HaKnesses is a mikdash ma'at, is a miniature Beis HaKnesses, is a miniature Beis HaMikdash. And we have to have the proper mindset, the proper attitude, the proper fear for the place that we're in the mikdash ma'at.